Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned by the Sudanese Armed Forces' recent decision to prohibit cross-border humanitarian assistance from Chad, and reports that the Sudanese Armed Forces is obstructing assistance from reaching communities in areas controlled by the Rapid Support Forces. We are also concerned that the Rapid Support Forces are looting homes, markets, and humanitarian assistance warehouses in areas under their control, and that both sides are harassing humanitarian workers and hindering delivery of life-saving aid, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller in a statement. He called on both the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces to immediately allow unhindered humanitarian assistance deliveries to all parts of Sudan. U.S. Ambassador to Sudan John Godfrey, in a recent briefing, expressed deep concern about the worsening humanitarian situation in Sudan.
I wanted to highlight a UN OCHA report that estimated that there are more than 6.2 million Sudanese who have been internally displaced since the fighting began last April, and about 1.8 million further Sudanese who are refugees in neighboring countries, which makes this the largest displacement crisis anywhere in the world at the moment. At the same time, acute food insecurity affects about 17.7 million Sudanese, 5 to 6 million of whom may face starvation as early as May.
The Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces are obligated under international humanitarian law to protect civilians and facilitate humanitarian deliveries to meet the needs of civilians. The United States applauds the courageous efforts of organizations throughout Sudan responding to the needs of their most vulnerable fellow citizens. The United States strongly condemns actions by the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces, as well as some civilian officials, to constrain civic space, restrict access to internet and mobile phone networks, stoke inter-ethnic conflict, and criminalize groups providing support for communities harmed by conflict. Vilification of individuals who call for stopping the fighting has surged, noted spokesperson Miller. Those targeted include resistance committees, pro-peace activists, community leaders, humanitarian actors, medical personnel, journalists, and political party members. We unequivocally condemn these acts, as well as pervasive rape, torture, and other reprehensible violations against Sudanese civilians, declared spokesperson Miller. Sudanese civilians must be free to organize themselves to establish a civilian government that truly represents the Sudanese people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.